was falling.
You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito, here with you. Happy Monday to you. Happy Monday morning to you. Maybe it's in the morning. We're looking today at something I've entitled The Winning Mindset, The God Compound, and that is what we've been looking at here in the book of Revelation. People who have endured extreme persecution in Jesus' name. As we're going through these letters to the seven churches, we looked at someone named Polycarp, who was the bishop of Smyrna a couple weeks ago. Last week's sermon, we looked at this compromising or worldly church where Jesus commended a saint whose name was Antipas. Now, as history has it, Antipas was burned alive in a bronze kettle. So I was wondering, what did these guys have that we don't have? And would you be willing to do that? And would I, Paul Esposito, be willing to do that? Am I obedient to the Lord's command that he who loves his life will lose it? Think about that on this Monday morning or afternoon or Monday evening, and you're on your way home. Think about John 12:25 today. He who loves his life will lose it. But he's not done there. He's not done yet. He who hates his life will keep it unto life eternal. Now that's an example of a couple people that hated their lives. That is Polycarp and Antipas. We can go back and look, and we're going to hear, whether or not it's today or tomorrow, the three Hebrew children in the furnace. Now, there's an example of three people that hated their lives. This is, we're not going to bow down and worship the golden, the image that you've set up. Our God is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And then they said, but if not, you see, how did they get this? What do they have? How did they get it? And can I have some of that? That's what we're looking at here this week. Here's part one of this message, The Winning Mindset.
This handout's got a lot on it, as you can see. I've got another handout that's got a lot more on it, but it's got my chicken scroll on it. It's a subject I care a lot about and have done a lot of study in. That's why you'll see there's more scripture references in this one than probably any sermon I've ever preached. And I think it's the perfect time for this because we've been looking at persecution a lot lately as we're going through the book of Revelation. We looked at Polycarp in the persecuted church in Revelation chapter 2. Also in Revelation chapter 2, we looked at someone named Antipas, whose Greek word anti sometimes means against. Pas means everything or everyone. He's against everyone. And that ultimately was why Jesus called him his faithful martyr. Because when you stand up against evil, this is what happens to you. And what happened to Polycarp, what happened to Antipas, as history has it, is he was burned alive in a bronze kettle. So looking at first Polycarp and now Antipas, we're starting to see a pattern here. And that is God's people being killed. and persecuted and martyred. So this is a perfect time now to take 1 week and look at this. Revelation chapter 2, verse 13. Where we left off last week, the Lord Jesus says, I know your works and I know where you live, where Satan's throne is. Remember last week we looked at, there was a great big giant serpent's head in this town. The demon's name was Asclepius. And everyone there, except the Christians, worshipped it. We think that's why Jesus said, where Satan's throne is. And you hold fast to my name, and you did not deny my faith, even in the days in which Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was killed among you. Then he says it again, where Satan dwells. You'll notice on the handout I wrote a little bit of that. Interestingly, the word martyr and witness is the same Greek word. And it's only used twice in the Bible, here and in Acts chapter 22, verse 20. So I want to talk to you today about this faithful brother named Antipas. Again, as I said, Antipas was burned alive in a bronze kettle. So my question is, how did he do it? How can a person have the fortitude to persevere under such a trial as this? By the way, could you do it? Could you walk into a scorching hot kettle whistling, what, Fly Me to the Moon? Or how about, Ron, It Is Well With My Soul? We talked about that last couple days. Read the history of the man that wrote that. Would you be able to walk into a bronze kettle singing It Is Well With My Soul? Do you hate your life that much? Like Jesus commanded you to. Where is that in the Bible? That's on the handout too as well. You'll see it there. John 12:25. He that loves his life will lose it. He that hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. What gave this man the fortitude to stand tall under this fierce trial? As we examine that question this morning, I want to go through the Bible and look at others as you turn to Daniel chapter 3, please. I want to look at others who faced a similar trial. Daniel chapter 3. Now, Daniel's three friends were forced to bow down and worship the image. And they refused to, and word got out. By the way, what a perfect foretaste for how it's going to be at the end of the age. Even down to the image. 2,500 years ago, followers of Jehovah God were forced to bow down and worship the image. Okay, now these three refused to bow down. We're in Daniel chapter 3, verse 14. Nebuchadnezzar spoke, said to them, Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the gold image that I have set up? Now, if you're ready, at the time you hear the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, with psaltery and symphony, with all kinds of music, and you fall down and worship the image which I have made, good. But if you do not worship, you will be cast immediately into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And who is the God that will deliver you from my hands? Verse 16, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we've got no need to answer you. I love what the King James has here. The King James says, we're not careful to answer you. I love that. No eggshells for us. No measuring our words carefully. We are not careful to answer you. It's going to be a bull in a china shop answer. We're not careful. We're not scared of you. And here it is. And then he says, if that is the case, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And he will deliver us from your hand, O king. Now, these next three words are key. Verse 18, it says, but if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, and we will not worship the gold image that you have set up. Now, that is the winning mindset, which I've entitled this sermon. That is the winning mindset. It's having an attitude like that. You see, the King James calls these guys in Daniel chapter 1, it calls them the children of Judah. You know what one word probably best described me as a child or a teenager? It's one word. You know what it was? Reckless. Reckless. And that's what these three were. Reckless. Reckless abandon and faith and trust in Almighty God. Sometimes teenagers are restless, and sometimes we need to have the childlike faith like these guys had and be reckless and not worry about it. Those who love their life will lose it. This is what Jesus says. Every one of you that love your life will lose it. And those that hate your life, proverbially speaking, figuratively speaking, will keep it. Reckless abandon. That's what put Antipas into a bronze kettle. That's what led Polycarp, the first bishop of Smyrna, to freely let those of the synagogue of Satan tie him to a stake and try to burn him alive, only to have him speak those familiar words, 86 years have I served him, and he's done me no harm. Then he said, bring forth what thou wilt. That is the winning mindset. That's what I'm trying to come up with today. What is this thing, and how do these Christians have it? And how can I get it? Right? I want what they have, don't you? I want to be able to walk into a bronze kettle and go like that. I've got a hard time with that. I want what they have. How do they get it? What do they have? How do they get it? How can I have it? Being out of their comfort zone is a way of life for these people. For these people, it's not a question of watching the Dolphin game or going to church. It's a question of, am I going to deny Jesus Christ this afternoon so my family can survive? That's the question. The winning mindset. God is in control. What can man do to me? Look again at these three. But if not, the Hebrew said, we still won't bow down. Can you be that cool? Okay, what is the winning mindset? The winning mindset is a spiritual fortitude and a trust and a faith in God that he's bigger than your problems. A spiritual fortitude, a trust, and a faith in God that he's bigger than your problems. And by the way, did you know that God is developing and producing this character trait on the inside of you right now? At least he's trying to, if you let him.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
You are listening to